I used to have an iPhone, and it was a great computer. It was in no way a phone, because the carrier was AT&T, and AT&T is a carrier in much the same way as a mosquito carries malaria.
Now, back to more Steve Cochran.
WGN Chicago.
Well, I like that girl in the AT&T stores. Does she have a name? She's in all the AT&T mobile commercials.
Yeah, I like her.
They ran out of ideas for the commercials about five commercials ago. Now they got people coming in and yelling at her, and then she just kind of looks perplexed and let's go get a phone. But she's cute. I like her.
I'm trying to look
at the new kids on the block.
Welcome to the final hour of the show, 3:30, show 3:30, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. Steve Cochran here, my friend Lewis Black on the phone. You know, sometimes, Lewis, I just run out of things to say.
Well, I want her commercial contract.
Yeah, you know, her and Flo, right, from Aggressive Flo.
Flo is a gazillion dollars.
I think her name is Jan.
Jan is the AT&T girl?
Yeah, my husband
Jan's the Toyota girl.
Oh, I don't know, but whoever Jan is, my husband's like, oh, it's Jan! Standard.
Did you ever do commercials?
I do voiceovers. I did like one commercial for some sort of a local thing, but mainly it's voiceover stuff.
Lewis Black's going to be in town. He's going to be in DeKalb first, and what's the 22nd? Is that Friday night? Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday DeKalb, and then Friday Joliet.
Yeah, the Egyptian Theater is pretty cool. The Rialto Square Theater is great. You know, there's this string of old vaudeville theaters that have been kept up that are kind of on a tour because the trains ran through here. And they're really cool rooms. I don't know if you've played either one.
I have. They're stunning. And, you know, I mean, the other thing is you can walk off the mic and they can still hear you in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we used to actually have people who could build those things. And then they forgot how, and apparently no one left plans.
You know, I was thinking of you this morning, not that I do every morning, that'd be weird, but I was online doing important show prep, and somebody sent me a link for these pictures of skyscrapers being built in New York and Chicago in the 30s. And these knuckleheads on top of these skyscrapers, you know, dangling off these beams, eating lunch. You know, I mean, you're talking about what you're just talking about. Those were real men.
Yeah.
Not like what you and I do.
Oh no, but I wouldn't even. I don't even know what we would call what we are.
That's
sad. Really.
Thank God, thank God, my father's dead.
I'm napping before I do a show. The boys say, "What's your preparation?" I say, "I lay down so I can stand up again."
Well, you got a pretty aggressive tour schedule here. You got a bunch of shows coming up.
Yeah, no, it's continuous. I really have not stopped touring since I started doing clubs.
Do you not have your own home?
Yeah.
Because the reason I ask, remember Emo Phillips?
Yes.
I remember Emo back in the day. There was a point early in Emo's career he didn't have a house. He literally stayed in these comedy condos that club owners own, and boy, those are healthy, or hotel rooms that were provided for him.
Yeah, no, it's I can't. That's insanity. I never, even I, back then, had I had a horrible apartment, but it was my apartment. You know, it was a place I could go to.
What's the smallest audience you ever played to?
Recently, the smallest audience I played to, there's two. One was in New Year's Eve. It was Christmas Eve or something, or in Washington, D.C., and there were three people. And I sat at their table. I did the show at their table.
Well, that's pretty. That's customer service, my friends.
It really was, and I was hoping we were going to be able to play like cribbage or something, but I did the whole thing. I started on the stage and then said this is psychotic, and then sat down and just talked to them.
Did you order a drink
and then,
or some food?
I got them drinks. I got them whenever they needed.
All right, so three people,
and then recently I was in Bergen, Norway. I was performing through Europe, and I went and I was supposed to be in a 1,000-seat theater.
Okay,
and 18 people showed up.
That's not great.
It wasn't. I'm not a draw in Bergen. I actually took a picture of myself with the audience afterwards.
You know what? You can do it with a selfie.
Exactly.
Stick your arm out. So how do you prepare? I mean, even in London, you know, I mean, London crowds are very hip, but there's a whole different sensibility, right? I mean, all the stuff doesn't work.
What's weird is it all worked. And the more that I did it the way I would do it here, the more it worked there.
What do you make of that?
I don't really know, except that cable has homogenized every brain in the world.
And
we're in their face so much, you know, and that they pay so much attention. I would do the joke that they, you know, that we don't really get here unless you travel. Europeans watch us as if we're some sort of weird reality show.
You know what? Because we are.
We are.
We really are. If you go to lewisblack.com, you can get tickets for the Egyptian Theater, DeKalb tomorrow night in Rialto Square and Juliet on Friday night. You know, it's a pretty good website, Lewis. It keeps getting updated, which is great. But I noticed on the merchandise side, I need a Lewis Black hat. Do I have to pay the full $15 for that?
No, I can get you whatever you need, Steve, because that's the kind of guy I am. We go too far back.
We do, and the hat is so cool. And the hat actually takes care of a move you make in traffic that you won't have to make anymore.
You never make that. And a yoga bag for the ladies with the same symbol on it.
Yeah, and what's cool about the design of the bag is it's going to take 10 minutes before anybody realizes what your bag is doing to them.
And exactly. And I said, really, we're selling a yoga bag? And once it went on sale, people went nuts. I mean, it's crazy.
It's pretty good, and it's putting you through school. What do you want to be when you grow up? Any idea?
I want to be a playwright. I want to go back to writing plays.
I don't know that people know that part of your life. You did that for quite a while.
Yeah. I just finally, after I began, I wrote a play 35 years, my first play after being in theater for forever, was published last year.
It's funny, but also, how great did it feel?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, you know, it only took 40 years. But what really felt great was the fact that I could make a living so I could afford to wait it out, you know? Because I don't know what I was thinking. I wrote plays till I was 40 thinking I was going to make a living.
Yeah, but being a playwright is not the most lucrative thing your kids can do. Maybe go with something that's more lucrative, like philosopher.
Or crack whore. Crack whores actually make more money than playwrights. Then there's more incentive to go to work.
Depending on the neighborhood, they make more money than you and I. It's 9:20. It's my friend Lewis Black. I love you, man, and you are tremendous. And if you follow Lewis on Twitter at the Lewis Black, he'll be happy to tell you to go fly a kite or something similar shaped. And in DeKalb at the Egyptian tomorrow night, and in Joliet, simply go to lewisblack.com and get your tickets for two great shows. I hope I see you this weekend.
I do. Come by. If you don't, you know, one of the things I'm doing is the last 10 minutes of every performance. So if you're living in that area, you know, or anywhere around the country, anywhere in the world, I stream out the last 20 to 25 minutes of my show now.
Oh, that's great. That's tremendous.
You can watch on your, if you go to therantisdue.com, you can actually, we archive stuff there, and you can generally pick up what I did the night before, and I do a Q&A, basically, with the audience.
Oh, that's cool. Does that include Norway, or are those shows not subject to that same arrangement?
No, all over. I've had three guys watching me, or three folks watching me from Pakistan. I'm serious.
What an insane business.
It is.
It's a ridiculous
I'm doing
business.
It, and you know what the great thing is, because you'll love this, Steve, I've bypassed everybody. There's no advertising. There's no nothing. There's nobody telling me, get him off the line. We've got the hoo-ha has to come on.
Well, that's
sell melted cheese.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because this is what the record industry didn't understand, and this is why artists have had to put their own music out, and comedians doing this, like Lewis. Come on, it's great. So lewisblack.com, and The Rant Is Due Part 2, therantisdue.com. Congratulations, young man. I think you're going to be successful.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for the time.
All right, bud, all the best. That's Lewis Black, and if you've never seen him, and your grandmother's hip enough, take her.
Your grandma.
He has his parents come to his shows in D.C. all the time. Oh, now, Lewis is 66 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah, so his mom and dad are, like, well, it's like your dad, Dave, like 90-ish.
Pretty good.
And Lewis's act has a few salty words in it, but right there in front of his parents.
Well, it's not like they haven't heard those words.
Oh, they can still ground him.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, he may be 66, but they will take away his car.